Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. Today we're going to look at Psalm 108, verse 4. Talk about God's great love. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens, your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Psalm 108, 4. For your steadfast love, O God, is great above the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. God's love is simply amazing. We can't grasp the full depth. And even when we can't grasp the full depth, we still try to understand as much as we can. A.W. Tozier helps us there. He explains God's love in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy. Let me summarize the thoughts of this great theologian in today's Devo. First of all, Tozier says, love is an essential attribute of God. All of God's attributes, Tozier explains, are expressed fully and together. God never suspends one in order to express another. Since he's self-sufficient, his love has no beginning. Since it's eternal, his love has no end. Since he is infinite, his love has no limits. Since he is holy, his love is pure. Tozier says God's love shows us that he is friendly, and his word assures us that he is our friend and wants us to be his friends. Here's what Tozier says. No man with a trace of humility would first think that he is a friend of God, but the idea did not originate with men. And then Tozier goes on to say that God himself said that Abraham was his friend, and he desires that same friendship with us. Love is an emotional identification. Here's what Tozier says. It is a strange and beautiful thing of the free God that he has allowed his heart to be emotionally identified with men. Self-sufficient as he is, he wants our love and will not be satisfied till he gets it. Free as he is, he has let his heart be bound to us forever. Love takes pleasure in its object. The Lord, Tozier says, takes particular pleasure in his saints. Christ in his atonement has removed the bar to divine fellowship. Now in Christ, all believing souls are objects of God's delight. Heavenly Father, that's a lot to absorb. So we just thank you for loving us. Thank you for a relationship with you through Jesus. Thank you that we can call you our friend. In Jesus' name we pray, and in Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.